Hi, and thank you for joining Coach Cindy. I am recording to you today about something near and dear to my heart, and it is work with gemstones. I thoroughly enjoy natural products and tools that kind of enhance who I am. They enhance my experience, and they just bring me some type of joy. They may be very mundane to somebody else, but to me, they're very a very integral part of who I am. And when I'm doing healing on myself, it's one of my easiest, you know, my base things to go to that works and never fails me. So here I am today talking to you about gem healing. Some of you might have heard that. Some of you have experienced it. Some of you maybe have tried it and didn't click. Some of you just don't do it. And there's others that have not heard of it and want to know more. Well, this would be for you. And of course, if you want to retry gem healing and you really kind of didn't really get into it because you weren't focused, now may be the time. Gem healing. I'm not going to talk about the basics of the stones, the composition or the techie stuff, but I do want to just touch upon gem healing as a very easy baseline way to find keys to relaxation, to calming and soothing without any medication, without any forced or applied sciences, just something that you can really easily pick up, and it's not harmful to any age group whatsoever. Now, of course, you wouldn't be giving gemstones to a baby. You would be working with gemstones if you are over the age of 13 and competent in your mind and body. This is something that we would do in an evening before bed, or just when you're trying to rest, maybe get more focused, get some clarity. You should go and to your local retailer that you know that does supply gemstones and browse around a little bit. You can do that online as well. But if you can browse around in person, you really find you may be connected to a certain type of stone. And that's really what is the essence of finding stones, collecting them, and applying your stones to your life. It is about connecting with your stone. So that would be, to me, one of the first few steps. But in future recordings, I'm going to be discussing how to choose your stone, where to choose your stones, why you're choosing your stones, what stones can bring to you, and the simple beauty of